Nonprofit hospitals in New Jersey may be breathing a sigh of relief today. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Governor Chris Christie has proposed a 2-year freeze on local efforts to challenge hospitals' exemption from property taxes. Details from WHYY's Alana Gordon.
Nonprofit hospitals in New Jersey, which are most hospitals, are exempt from property taxes. But last year, a judge ruled in favor of a municipality that challenged Morristown Medical Center's tax-exempt status, even as a nonprofit. John Jacoby from Seton Hall Law School in Newark says that precedent could affect a lot of other hospitals.
If that is no longer regarded as consistent with nonprofit tax-exempt operation, then all the hospitals in New Jersey should be nervous, and they are nervous.
Several other New Jersey cities followed suit with their own challenges. Nationwide, there's been a growing scrutiny of whether the community services that nonprofits provide balances out their tax exemption and whether all their activities match their nonprofit nature. But Jacoby also says hospital systems are incredibly complicated. Now, Governor Christie is calling for a measure to freeze any municipal efforts to reverse a hospital's tax-exempt status for 2 years. And he's calling for a special committee to examine those issues in the meantime.
The commission will provide for a comprehensive review of the property tax exemption statute and develop proposals for consideration by the executive branch and the legislature that will address the tax exemption in a manner that is fair to the hospitals, fair to the municipalities, and most of all, fair to local taxpayers.
The State Hospital Association supports the governor's proposal. It would still need legislative approval. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.